This program was produced by and first broadcast on Community Radio Hamilton, a volunteer-based community access station. For more information, go to www.communityradio.co.nz.
Hello and welcome to Community Radio Hamilton. Food for thought. You could be listening on 106.7 FM, 1206 AM, online at communityradio.co.nz, or via iTunes and other podcast hosts. Today on the show, I'm going to be talking about why we should promote veganism and not vegetarianism. I have four main points. First of all, vegetarianism actually kills just as much animals as eating meat, because animals are still killed for dairy, egg, and other animal products. And vegetarianism just refers to a diet, whereas veganism is a whole way of living and a whole ethical system and a whole different perception of how we view non-humans. I'm going to be answering three objections. The objection that vegetarianism will lead to veganism, the objection that people won't go vegan overnight, and lastly, and perhaps the most bewildering, that promoting only veganism is somehow elitist. But before I get into any of that discussion, here's a song by Alkaline Trio, whose drummer, Derek Grant, is vegan.
Sure, how quick your wig
That was Into the Night by Alkaline Trio, and you're tuned in to Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought, 106.7 FM, 1206 AM, online at communityradio.co.nz, or via iTunes and other podcast hosts. For more information on the show, check out fftradio.wordpress.com. Now I'm going to be discussing a little bit about the problems of promoting vegetarianism as opposed to veganism. First of all, vegetarianism kills just as much, if not more, animals than eating meat. Now, this may seem ridiculous at first, but if we stop to think about it, vegetarians still eat dairy, eggs, honey, and use things like leather, wool, silk, and products tested on animals. There is no meaningful moral difference between flesh and other animal products. And the reason is quite simple. All animal products, whether they are body parts or body secretions, are made from animals who are slaughtered when they are finished producing whatever it is they produce. And as well as that, they have many additional problems. For example, in the dairy industry, dairy cows have their babies taken away when they give birth. And if the baby is male, then he is killed either immediately or sent to a meat farm where he will be killed later on in life. And if they are female, then they may also be killed, or they may be kept as a herd replacement. Dairy cows are killed when they're 5 years old or 7 years old, and they can naturally live to be up to 25. Tail docking, dehorning, ear tagging, and other painful mutilations are all very common in the industry, and dairy cows have increased chances of mastitis. But regardless of all of that, regardless of how the animals are treated, dairy cows are still economic commodities, they're still property, and they're still viewed as nothing more than things that we exploit to make money or because we like how their products taste. And as for eggs, well, we all know about battery farming. Most of us have heard about the problems there. But the reality is that even free-range eggs cause immense suffering and death. First of all, free-range hens are often de-beaked with often a red-hot blade or a laser, which is very painful for them. And the male hens, or roosters, are killed within a day as soon as they're born because they don't lay eggs. So that's done by grinding them, gassing them, and suffocating them. And of course the hens themselves are killed as soon as they stop laying or decrease laying. And at the end of the day, no matter how well they're treated, whether it's on a free-range farm, a battery farm, whether they're laying hens, meat hens, dairy cows, whatever, they're all still treated as nothing more than property, economic commodities, or things. Lastly, vegetarianism is just a diet that doesn't even cover the millions of other things that exploit animals, such as clothing, animal testing, animals in entertainment, and other things like that. Now, in fact, vegetarianism might not just be neutral for the animals, it could be even worse. Now, most vegetarians just replace meat with dairy and eggs. However, as I've just said, cows and chickens are still killed and turned into meat at the end of their life, plus all the additional problems. So the reality is that a vegetarian diet could be causing more suffering than a meat diet. The only way to truly reduce the suffering and the death, and the only way that we can fulfill our moral obligations to non-human animals, is by going vegan. Being vegan means that you avoid animal exploitation as much as possible within your personal life, and it means not eating things like meat, dairy, and eggs, and it means not using animal-tested products or wearing clothes made from animals. After the break, I'm going to be answering the objection that vegetarianism can lead to veganism. But before I do that, Here's a little bit of Antagonist AD, a local band who are entirely vegan. That was The Birth of a Tragedy by Antagonist AD, and you are tuned in to Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought. Check out fftradio.wordpress.com for more information on the show. Now I'm going to be answering an objection that vegetarianism will lead to veganism. Now, some people may go vegan after going vegetarian, but there are many more people who will never go vegan. And whenever someone brings up veganism, they'll just tell themselves that they're already doing enough for the animals. I mean, if animal advocates are telling people that vegetarianism is all that they have to do, then people are going to believe animal advocates. And they're going to think that if they truly care about animals, the best thing to do is go vegetarian, not vegan. Therefore, these people will be much harder to talk to about veganism because they'll think in their mind that they've already sorted out the issue. Also, many people will never receive any information about veganism. If half of us talk about veganism and half talk about vegetarianism, then there's going to be lots of people who never hear about veganism and just hear about vegetarianism. If we're all promoting veganism, however, then we won't have these people hearing about vegetarianism and thinking that's the morally okay position. Now, some people say that most vegans were vegetarian first. First of all, that is very often true. I know that personally I was a vegetarian before I was a vegan. However, we have to ask ourselves, why is that? Why did I go vegetarian before I went vegan? I know I personally went vegetarian because I thought it was wrong to kill animals. No one told me that other animal products killed animals. And I, like many other vegans, really wish that someone had told me sooner, because I was going vegetarian for the reason that I thought I was avoiding killing animals. However, by still eating dairy and eggs, I was killing a lot of animals. And if someone had told me at that stage that if you really want to avoid killing animals, then the best thing to do is go vegan, then I would have got a much clearer picture of the reality, and I would have gone vegan a lot sooner than I did. And I know that the same holds true for a lot of people. After the break, I'm going to be answering the objection, but people aren't ready to go vegan overnight. But before I answer that, here's a little bit of Anti-Flag. And out of Anti-Flag's band members, three of them are vegan. They've got four band members. The song's called $1 Trillion from Blood and Empire.
Get the inside word on the Saturday edition of the Waikato Times with the team from Community Focus every Saturday at 9:40 a.m. Then pick up your copy for the Waikato's best weekend read, now featuring Community Radio Hamilton's weekly program schedule. The Waikato Times, as Waikato as it gets.
$1 trillion could buy a lot of bling. $1 trillion could buy most anything. $1 trillion buying bullets, buying guns. $1 trillion in the hands of killers, thugs. Whoa, 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 whoa. The world, a lot of people gotta die tonight. Whoa, 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 the world. Come on.
That was $1 trillion by Anti-Flag from their album For Blood and Empire. You are tuned in to Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought, 106 AM, 106.7 FM, 106 AM, online at communityradio.co.nz and via iTunes and other podcast hosts. Check out fftradio.wordpress.com for more information, or check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Now I'm going to be answering the objection, but people aren't going to go vegan overnight. First of all, many people already have gone vegan overnight, and many people are willing to go vegan overnight if they think that's the right thing to do. Now, if someone hears about veganism and is convinced that it's the morally right position and that that's what they want to do, then they're going to get there with their own steps. They're going to work out how to get there in a way that works for them. If someone needs recommendations on how to go vegan, then I would have no problem recommending that they first have a vegan breakfast, then start eating vegan lunches, then dinner, and then get rid of animal products from their clothing and other areas of life. However, So if people feel like that they can go vegan overnight, then that's great, and we should encourage them to do that rather than encouraging them to go vegetarian. But if people don't feel like that they quite have the ability to go vegan overnight, then I would have no problem recommending they go vegan in stages. However, recommending vegetarianism isn't recommending veganism at all. It's recommending non-veganism. We need to be clear that veganism is the only way to truly help animals. And then from that, let people go vegan however they feel comfortable. Or if they need recommendations, we can give them a plan of eating more and more vegan food slowly, and then gradually getting rid of leather, silk, wool, or whatever other animal products are in their lives. We should not confuse people by saying that vegetarianism is morally okay and making some weird moral distinction between meat and other animal products, because at the end of the day, all animal products, whether they're flesh or secretions, still kill animals and still come from animals who are treated as nothing more than economic commodities. After this song, I'm going to be talking about the objection that promoting only veganism and not vegetarianism is somehow elitist, and I'm going to be talking about how false that is. But before I get into any of that, here's a song by an abolitionist vegan called Ben Frost.
You're listening to The Youth Zone on Community Radio Hamilton, sponsored by Youth Town, the place for physical, social, and creative experiences. Youth Town is a non-profit organisation delivering quality programs, workshops, and events for young people across New Zealand. Whether you want to learn new skills, make new friends, or just have fun, Youth Town has something to suit everyone between 5 and 18 years of age. Youth Town, serving New Zealand youth since 1932. For more information, please visit youthtown.org.nz.
hands to the one that you love.
That was Killed for Taste, Loved for Companionship by Ben Frost, a very talented abolitionist vegan. You can find him on YouTube. Just search up Ben Frost Vegan. Now I'm going to be answering the very bizarre accusation that promoting only veganism and not vegetarianism is somehow elitist. Now, what's truly elitist is assuming that people are too stupid to understand veganism and that they can only understand vegetarianism. Elitism is assuming that people are too stupid to figure out a way to go vegan that suits them and that we have to promote vegetarianism as a stepping stone. Now, no one on earth would call, well, no, very few people would call someone who advocated for a complete ban instead of a partial ban on rape elitist. No one calls people who are opposed to human murder, slavery, and discrimination elitist. The only reason that people call vegan advocates elitist is because they still think that humans are superior to animals. Now, that is elitism. The idea that non-humans have no moral worth just because they're not a member of our species. Veganism is about equality for all, regardless of species, race, sex, or anything else. That is the exact opposite of elitism. Veganism is something we can all do today to help fight for equality. It is not elitist, it is not divisive or absolutist, or any of those ridiculous accusations that people throw. It is just fighting for equality for all. It is a moral obligation, and it's no more elitist than being for human rights is elitist. I'm going to finish off this week's episode with a little bit of Goldfinger, Open Your Eyes.
No.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, visit www.communityradio.co.nz.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this program available through funding the Access Internet Radio Project. Cheers, New Zealand On Air.